Are you seeking redemption through Christ, or are you seeking your redemption through the world? So many times we seek what the world has to offer only to fall short. True redemption is found in Jesus. God's gift of redemption is given to us through his Son. So today we're going to be talking about three truths about redemption and why the world's way isn't helping you. Get ready, because here we go. Are you struggling with the pain of a past abortion and longing for help but don't know where to turn? Have you been made to believe that your sin of abortion is too big and too bad? Friend, if that's you, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Does God Forgive Abortion podcast. I'm Brittany, and you wouldn't know it just by looking at me, but I too walked through the doors of an abortion clinic and ended the life of my unborn child. I thought for years that I had committed the one sin that was unforgivable, and I awaited punishment from God. After years of prompting from the Holy Spirit, I finally found redemption and hope through Jesus. Now that I am healed, God has placed a calling on my heart to walk alongside you so that you can find true hope and healing too. If you're ready to recognize that God has a true plan and purpose for you, no matter what you have done in your past, then this podcast is for you. Fill up your favorite mug with some coffee and crack open your Bible, because it's time to receive the good, good news. Hey friend, before we get into today's episode, I wanted to remind you about our private Facebook community for Christian women healing from the past decision of abortion. We are growing, and we would just absolutely love for you to join us over there. Now, this is a safe place that you can go to connect with other women that are going through the same thing that you are. So if you'd like to join us, you can visit us at bit.ly/DGFA group, or you can grab the link in the show notes. Just make sure when you request to join that you answer the questions so that I know that you're a real profile and not a robot. You know how it is on the internet, but we would just absolutely love to get to connect with you over there, and we would love to connect with you in your inbox too. We send out a weekly newsletter, and you can sign up for that at bit.ly/DGFA email. Again, you can grab that link in the show notes as well. Never any spam, just a weekly update from me, and if there's any announcements that we have in the future, that's where you will find them. Okay, friends, I have to give you a quick apology. I did a test record, so I didn't think my voice sounded too terrible, but my voice might sound a little different. I am just really struggling with a respiratory virus. It's been a few days. I was really hoping it would be better today, because I knew I had to get the episode recorded, but it's just not really going away. So my apologies. Hopefully it's not too annoying for you to listen to, but my unofficial word, if you will, for 2024, my official word is peace, but my unofficial word is consistency. I'm trying to be consistent in every part of my life. Now, that's probably a really insane, unattainable goal, but regardless, I did not want to go a week without getting an episode out, and today's episode is really an important thing for us to remember and something that's kind of hard for us to grasp. So that's what we're gonna do today. So friends, the world tells us literally constant lies, like constantly. Things like, you are enough, follow your heart, you are worthy, if it's to be, it's up to me, you are the only one responsible for your happiness, don't let anyone tell you different. I could go on and on, you guys. It's just insane. So my question for you is, have you ever fallen for any of those? Have you fallen for any of those statements I just read or things that are similar? Now, if you're raising your hand, I'm super proud of you, because it's okay to admit that, and I'm raising my hand right along with you, because I have fallen for many of those phrases. I've told you guys about how I used to be in an MLM. Now, I'm not bashing MLMs. I still use a lot of MLM products, but before God called me into ministry, I had a really successful MLM business. And the phrase that I heard all the time from our trainings was, if it's to be, it's up to me. And I just look back on that now and I just am like, no, it's not up to me. It's up to the Lord. And when we get these phrases in our heads, it can kind of give us a sort of God complex. So when we're seeking redemption from sin, from our past, from past hurts and things that we've done, and we go to the world to find that redemption, the world is telling us that we're responsible for that. But that's not what the Bible says. We believe the world's lies and we live in this constant cycle of feeling broken and unforgiven and too far from redemption because we're not looking to God for it. So that's what we're going to do today. We are going to look at what the Bible says because the Bible is living and active, as my pastor says every Sunday. It is living and active, and that is where we should be getting our information. So let's talk about three truths about redemption from the Bible. So the first one is that no one is beyond redemption. So Mark chapter 3 verse 28 says, truly I tell you, people can be forgiven all their sins and every slander they utter. Now I do want to just preface before I continue that that next verse after that does say that there is an unforgivable sin and that is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. We did do an episode on that. That was episode number 75. I will link that for you in the show notes. So we do know that that is the one unforgivable sin. But when we look at verse 28, truly, I tell you, people can be forgiven all their sins and every slander they utter. Jesus is telling us that we can be forgiven all of our sins. He doesn't list out which sins we can be and which sins we can't be. You can be forgiven all your sins. No one is beyond redemption. The second truth about redemption that we're going to talk about is that it's possible. Redemption is possible because of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. God gave his only son so that we may have eternity with him. So long as we believe and so long as we repent, by the blood of the Lamb, we are saved. Jesus is the Lamb. And redemption wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for him. Redemption's not possible because of us, because of all those words of affirmation that I read to you at the beginning, right before I launched into this segment here. It's not possible because of those things. It's possible because of Christ, because of what he did for us. The third truth we're going to talk about is redemption comes from repentance. So Acts chapter 3 verse 19. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. Friend, all you have to do is repent. And I know that's so hard for us to sometimes realize, like, all I have to do is repent. If you surrender right now, you just surrender everything to him and just say, God, I'm yours and I give my sin to you and ask you to please wipe it clean. That's all you have to do. And he does. He absolutely does. God knows your heart. God knows when you so genuinely are repenting to him. You don't have to put on an act. You don't have to continue to pay a penance for something you've done. Repent and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. So when and only when we believe what the Bible says about redemption will we find it. We won't find it by going to the world. The world is just going to tell us that we're responsible for our happiness, that we did the best thing that we thought we could do at the time, that we just need to forgive ourselves. But that's not what the Bible says. So, I have a challenge for you. My challenge for you is to write these three verses down. So I'm going to give them to you here again in a minute. I'll just give you the book, chapter, and verse. And then I want you, after you write them down, I want you to journal over them every day for the next 7 days. So here are the verses. Mark chapter 3, verse 28. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. And Acts chapter 3, verse 19. So write those down, and then I want you to journal over them every day for the next 7 days. I want you to read them, and I want you to write whatever is coming to you, whatever you're feeling. Maybe you want to talk to God. That's what I do. When I journal, my journals are prayers, like I'm talking to Him. If you're struggling with redemption right now, I truly want you to do this, and I want you to revisit how you feel after doing this for one whole week. Do you believe these truths? Do you believe in God's truth? How does your feeling towards this change after a week? Now, if you do this challenge, I would absolutely love if you would email me when you're done and tell me how it went. Tell me how you felt when you started and how you felt when it was done. Tell me all the things. I would love to hear from you. You can send me an email at brittany@doesgodforgiveabortion.com. So I hope you're up for the challenge, and I just hope that this episode blessed you. I'm going to pray for us really quick. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for these women, Lord. I pray that if they are struggling with redemption and seeking wholeness from you, Lord, I pray that this episode bless them. I pray that my words were of you and not the world. I pray that if I were to say anything that is not of you, that you will let me know before this episode airs so that I can fix that, Lord. I pray that these women will just truly surrender to you and come to repentance and full just surrendering, Lord. The best thing that we can do is just give our lives to you. And I just want to thank you for your Son, for the gift of your Son, for the sacrifice that He made for us to be able to have that eternity with you, for your grace and your forgiveness and your goodness, Lord. I just thank you. I pray peace and protection over these women, Lord. I also pray for health, not only for myself, but for anyone listening. We know that it is definitely in the middle of sickness season. So, Lord, I just pray health over those listening, Lord. And I just continue to thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, beautiful friend, I hope that you found comfort from today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with someone you know who may be seeking wholeness after abortion? Also, I would be over the moon grateful if you would please consider leaving a review wherever you are listening. It truly encourages me to know this podcast is helping you. Know that I continue to pray for you daily, and I am so thankful for each of you. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode, but until then, take care and God bless.